something great. Come to Moorhead State.
Everybody, welcome to Sounds of Our Heritage, the show that features music from the students at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. I'm Raymond McLean, and this is my co-host, Haley King.
It's good to be here, Raymond. What do we have on the show today?
Well, it's going to be a good show. We have a couple of recent graduates, Austin and Bailey Tackett, and I've just gotten to introduce them that way for the first time on stage. I always introduce them as Austin Tackett and Bailey Henderson because they just recently got married.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Well, they're going to be singing some together on the program. I'm very excited about that. They're both good songwriters. They're performers. They're good musicians and singers. And, Austin is quite a music festival promoter. He and his family have promoted music festivals and some wonderful events here in Kentucky, and I've had the opportunity to tour internationally with Austin, and he's always represented us well, represented our music well, represented our nation. It's always been a pleasure to stand beside both of them on the stage.
Well, I can't wait to hear from them.
Why don't we hear a song right off the bat?
It sounds good. This one is called Ain't a Cow in Texas.
Energy is being generated by two people, Austin and Bailey Tackett, and all the music on this program is recorded live at a place called Turtleback Ridge. Haley King recently asked Bailey how she happened to come to the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music in the first place.
I'd been playing guitar for like 2 or 3 years before that and just kind of teaching myself how to play. But my freshman year of high school, Scott Miller actually moved down the road from me, not even a mile. And my sister and I were riding our horses down the road like we always did. And we saw these new people moving in and they were outside playing music on the porch. And I was like, that's cool. So, you know, it's a small town. There are neighbors. We ride our horses up the road. And we went down there and jammed. And Scott really helped me get introduced to the music. And then I started taking lessons from him. And he was teaching up at Moorhead for the Traditional Music Center. And that I should be a part of that when I graduated high school. So I did.
And then I asked Austin the same question.
I hadn't really given much thought, you know, about what I was going to be when I was growing up in school. I never wanted to be like a doctor or anything. So when I went to college, I was like, I know I need to go to college. I know I need to get an education. I don't know what I'm going to do. And like I said earlier, the music fell in the lap. I went to Fleming County High School, and Sarah Wood, who works with the center and is a wonderful musician, was a Spanish teacher there. And she actually introduced me to my first real taste of Appalachian banjo, traditional music. And through that, I just kind of, you know, started to love the music. And it's when I randomly showed up to my sore date going to Moorhead. And I waited for the last group because I didn't know, you know, because at sore you have to pick what group you go with. And the biggest group was the music group that day. I just waited. I had no intentions of studying music or doing anything with music. And then I just ended up at the KCTM in a room with Nathan Kaiser and Jesse Wells, Samantha Cunningham. And I was just like, okay, I'll just go here. We'll see what happens. And it's kind of crazy how everything turned out.
Well, it sounds like you were in a room full of talent and inspiration, and I'm so glad that both of y'all ended up coming here. How about we listen to another song?
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was the 9-pound hammer. Raymond, what kind of guitar style was that, and who wrote that song?
Well, I love talking about this because Austin does that so well. That's called frequently Travis picking or thumb style guitar, really popularized by Merle Travis, who also popularized the song The 9-Pound Hammer. Some people think he wrote it, but actually it was first recorded by Charlie Bowman back in the late 20s. Charlie Bowman from East Tennessee, who also recorded East Tennessee Blues and Roll On Buddy. Have we got time for another song?
I think we do. This is Kentucky Saturday Night. Thank Bailey and Austin for being on the show today, and we're going to ask them back really soon so they can talk about their musical accomplishments.
You know, Bailey built a mandolin, right?
I did.
There's a lot to talk about. Thank you, Bailey and Austin, for being our guests on this Sounds of Our Heritage. We want to thank everybody for joining us, and thank you, Haley King, for being the co-host.
Oh, thank you, Raymond. And we also want to thank Jesse Wells for the edits and mastering.
And for always playing great music, whichever side of the microphone he's on.
Please join us next time for another episode of Sounds of Our Heritage. Take care, y'all. Sounds of Our Heritage is a production of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University.